I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A lot of listeners have commented online about a story we ran early this week. The piece was about geoengineering, artificially cooling the planet to counteract global warming. For instance, scientists might place mirrors in space to reflect sunlight away from Earth, or they could fertilize the oceans to absorb more carbon dioxide. Apparently, many of you think that's a ridiculous idea. The World Science correspondent Ritu Chatterjee is here.
Hi, Marco. Yes, and since we ran that story on Monday, we've been hosting an online discussion of the topic in the World Science Forum, and it's really struck a chord.
Yeah, sounds like it's also maybe struck a nerve.
Yes. Here's what some of our listeners had to say. Richard Firestone argues geoengineering is a dangerous concept that should be avoided at all costs.
It's sheer folly to believe that we will ever understand Earth's climate well enough to manipulate it. There's just too many random, unexpected variables that'll come into play.
Nick Winter agrees. He says, what if one of these experiments goes wrong? Crops might fail and food prices would go up.
Even if the increase is just 10 to 15%, that'd mean a lot of people around the world aren't going to eat.
Ritu, does anybody out there think this is a good idea?
Well, the most positive response was this from Greg Rabeloff.
When I consider how much is known for how long and how little has been done about global warming, geoengineering seems inevitable, if not desirable.
Not exactly a ringing endorsement.
Certainly not. But we're still looking for listener opinions, positive and negative. Our Science Forum discussions continue through next week. And our guest in the forum is someone who knows a lot about this topic. He's Scott Barrett of Columbia University's Earth Institute.
Right. So listeners can still stop by, ask questions, learn more.
Right. And to get to the forum discussions, just go to theworld.org/science.
The World Science correspondent Ritu Chatterjee. Thank you, Ritu.
Thanks, Marco.